You know, in Kotsk, the most important thing is not how much good you do or how much bad you do. Maybe you only did one mitzvah in your whole life, but the dearest question is, did you do it with all your heart? When you do something good, it's beautiful. Where is it coming from? Does it come from the deepest depths of your heart? Or you're just doing it? And courts don't ask you, if you're a scholar, what kind of a Jew are you? They ask you one thing, are you for real? Are you for real? So here, this is a story I heard from an old Yid in Nebrak, whose grandfather was present. Every year the Holy Sokolover, the great-grandson of Kotsk, would have a gathering at a certain night, and he would say, tonight is the yahrzeit of Moshe, the water carrier. They would have a little feast, and at the end of the feast, Sokolover would start singing and join me. Moshe, the water carrier, Moshe, the water carrier, Moshe, the water carrier, Moshe, the water carrier. So this is the story. Sokolov Rebbe told to his chassidim, I got married when I was 14. I married the daughter of the rabbi of Sokolov. And eventually, hopefully my father-in-law will live long, but eventually one day I will become the rabbi in Sokolov. I'm walking into the synagogue, but I'm a Kotzke chassid. I'm looking for one real Jew. Ay vey. I walk up to the first rows in the synagogue where all the rich people and all the great scholars are sitting. Everybody is special. They're rich, they're scholars, they're beautiful. But real? Not so much. I move down among the poor people. Yes, they are poor, they're sweet, they're holy. But real? Not so much. I'm so broken. I have to live in a city without even one Jew, one real Jew. I'm just about walking out from the synagogue. Suddenly behind the oven, I see one Yidele, one little Jew, reciting the Psalms. He's for real. I could see the Shekhinah upon him. I could see God's glory. God's glory is upon him. Him and I said, Moshe, I woke up to him and I said, Matai Yid, Mazisa Yid, who are you? He says, I'm Moshe, the water carrier. Moshe, the water carrier. Moshe, the water carrier. Wherever you are, join me. Moshe, the water carrier. I wanted to engage him in a conversation, but I guess he didn't think I wanted to talk to him for real. He walked away. Hundreds of times I'm trying to talk to him, but he's always so abrupt. I want so much to know who he is. He is the most real Jew in the city. He means it. One day, after many years, I go for a long walk at the outskirts of the city. I pass by a broken house, broken windows. I look through the window and behold, it's the house of Moshe, the water carrier. He seems to have a party tonight. He invited all the tailors, all the shoemakers, all the water carriers. He is standing in the middle of the room holding a cup of wine, and they're dancing around him. And I could see God's glory is upon him. The Shekhinah is by him. I knock on the door very softly. Moshe opens the door. He's getting all red in the face. He says, "Holy Master, you're coming to me? What an honor." I say, "Moshe, believe me, it's my honor. But what are you celebrating tonight?" And it seems like he hadn't told anybody when he invited them. Everybody gathered around. And Moshe began to tell the story. Rebbe grew up on the street. And just know how to recite the Psalms. Pray a little bit. I'm a water carrier. I married my wife. She was the most beautiful woman in the world. But not anymore. We have 7 children. They're up all night. They're up all night. They're up all night crying. They're so hungry. I can't bear the sadness of my wife anymore. She's crying all night. She's so broken. Rabbi, don't laugh at me. Every night, 3 o'clock, I'm running to the synagogue. I open the Holy Ark and I say, "Master of the world, I am Moshe, the water carrier. Please give me 1,000 rubles, just one time, I'm begging you. Master of the world, my children are hungry. My wife is so broken. Master of the world, just one time." And I tell you the truth, I'm doing it for years. And I really don't believe in it anymore myself, but I'm just doing it out of habit. Yesterday morning, 3 in the morning, I'm coming to open the Holy Ark, and behold, right by the door of the synagogue, I see 1,000 rubles cash. Unbelievable. I open the Holy Ark, and I say, "Master of the world, Master of the world, forgive me for not believing in you. It's true, it's true. It's true, it's true. You answer every prayer, God is decent. Thank you so much for answering my prayer." I dance all by myself like on some ostara. And I said, "God, let it be a secret between you and me for 3 days. I won't tell anybody." And Rabbi, do you know how heavy the water is? But yesterday I danced from house to house. Rabbi, you know, I never talked to anybody. Yesterday, I stopped every person, I blessed them. Late at night, I come back to the synagogue for the evening prayers. And behold, there's a commotion. Chanan, the wife of Avraham, the water carrier, standing by the door crying. Rabbi, you remember, 4 weeks ago, her husband passed away. And the community made a collection. And they gave 1,000 rubles. She's standing by the door of the synagogue crying. "I can't find the 1,000 rubles. I was so angry at God. I said, "Master of the world, I don't understand you. If you want to give me 1,000 rubles, you take them away from Chanana. But God, I will show you. I'm not giving them back. Get Chanana new 1,000 rubles. And Master of the world, you'll never see me in the synagogue again. I want no part of a cruel God. I don't want it." I walked out from the synagogue, never to return. But inside, I was crying so much. Didn't know what to do with myself. I went home, lie down on my bed and put the pillow on my face. I didn't want my wife to see how much I'm crying. Rabbi, I wanted to die. after midnight after midnight. Suddenly I hear my own neshama, my own soul crying, my own soul says to me, Moishele the water carrier, you always pray. Now that you need God the most, why don't you pray? Rabbi, I prayed so much like never before. I said, Master of the world, one time let me hear your voice. Master of the world, tell me what to do with the money. Rabbi, I swear to you, I heard God's voice. Clear like a bell. God says, fast, Moishele, bring the money back. It's Chanan's money. It's not yours. And Rabbi, you know when you hear God's voice? Suddenly the heart is full of this joy. Everything is good again. Oh, I was just in bliss. God dressed fast. I went down to the house of Chanale. I knocked at the window and I yelled, Chanale, I found your money. And Rabbi, let me tell you something. If God would have given me all the millions of the world, it wouldn't compare to what I felt. And I put the money in Chanale's hand, and she looked at me, and she says, I thank you in the name. Dun 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 d